This is KUT. For the past several months, Austin's Visitor Impact Task Force has been exploring new uses for the millions of tax dollars brought in by the city's hotels. As KUT's Saida Hassan reports, the group is getting close to making their final recommendations to City Council on how best to spend the money.
The only catch, there are lots of regulations governing how exactly the funds can be spent. Revenue from Austin's hotel occupancy tax must go toward efforts that promote tourism, the hotel industry, and the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Much of the conversation at yesterday's task force meeting centered around one big-ticket item, whether the task force should officially recommend an expansion of the Austin Convention Center. Task force member Ashwin Gatalia wondered how that proposal would affect the city's bottom line.
The question is, if we get a larger venue, would the costs and the losses would be larger? And that's a concern to me, that we can create a very large venue and yet find out that we need more resources in order to make sure it works.
For now, there's no clear consensus on what the task force's recommendation to City Council will be. Many members have voiced support for the plan, which calls for funding the expansion through a 2% increase of the hotel occupancy tax. Several others say they could support the expansion with some conditions, and a few members outright oppose it. Tom Noonan is president of the Austin Convention and Visitors Bureau. He notes that over the years, increases in Austin's hotel tax revenue have been in line with expansions of the Convention Center. Basically, more people are staying in Austin's hotels, and we can presume that a significant portion of that tourism comes from convention goers.
I'm not saying the center is responsible for all of that, but we became a convention destination because we built a center and hotels got built downtown, and all of this happened.
Task force members also weighed in on a potential funding tool that the city has yet to tap into, what's known as a Tourism Public Improvement District, or PID. This is an additional fee that's tacked onto hotel bills, with the funds going toward marketing Austin as a tourism destination. Scott Joslev is president of the Texas Hotel and Lodging Association. He says the tool could help the city fill a bigger convention center.
So it frightens us quite a bit if we did a convention center expansion without a tourism PID. From the standpoint that you can't just build it, you need to build it and market it and incentivize the business to come. So our goal is to hopefully try to see both of them happen.
With several considerations still on the table, the group is nearing its deadline to issue recommendations to City Council. The final task force meeting is scheduled for May 23rd. Saida Hassan, KUT News.